going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. Brand new episode. Took about, what, maybe 2 weeks off?
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks out. So he got his COVID shot.
Yes.
Took him out for, like, you know.
That week.
That day or so. But it was scheduled around the same time we're going to record. And then, you know, took him out for a couple of days. So then second week. What happened second week? Oh, I wasn't feeling good. And then I don't know if he was.
Oh, my grandmother died.
Yeah, so that too. So apologize. We haven't done one in a couple, 2 weeks about now. So, but we're back. We're all good. Still alive. I was feeling under the weather. I don't know still what the fuck's wrong with me, but I'm for the most part better now.
It sucks being sick.
Lingering effects. Yeah. Sucks. It was weird, man. We talked about it, man. I still feel a little like tender in the throat and just it still bothers me, but.
Hopefully the medicine that you got prescribed
kind of
helps out.
Yeah. I was feeling a bunch of different things, so I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. But aside from that, just been chilling, man. We had a couple of beers. We had Voodoo. Was it Voodoo?
It's a Voodoo Ranger.
Voodoo Ranger IPA.
I think you had the juice.
Yeah, I had the something juice. 7.7, not bad. Yours was like 6.6.
That's strong, yeah. 7.7 is strong.
And then we refilled it with some La Guanitas.
La Guanitas IPA.
So, okay, yeah.
But yeah, this is good too, man.
It's good too. Everything good though? Everything? We've been chilling out. We've been watching a little bit of the Mortal Kombat.
That was great.
Kind of the OG cast kind of reconnecting. We saw some of that.
You know, thinking about it, I think you're right. I think Mortal Kombat is probably the best video game movie, right?
Yeah, let's get it.
That's all around good.
Let's get into a couple of let me look up a couple of video game movies. Now, my favorite video game movie of all time is Mortal Kombat. That's what I think it still holds up today.
Because if I think about it, I only could think of maybe a handful of movies that are based on video games.
Yeah.
But. Definitely the worst one is Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers. But that one came out, 93. Yeah, that was probably the worst. I remember seeing it.
Came around that time,
huh? Yeah, Double Dragon. Do you remember watching that?
Oh, shit.
That was another one.
Yeah,
So we're looking at it. We have Resident Evil 2002. That was one of my favorites. Mortal Kombat is probably still my all-time favorite video game-based movie. Sonic the Hedgehog, who just came out. You heard good things about it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, though, but I heard good things.
I heard good things about the Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Did you watch that one?
No, I think the whole movie kind of threw me off.
Oh, okay. Warcraft, that one that came out in 2016, I heard that was trash.
Qualify for a video game?
Which one?
Pokemon? Is it based on the show or the game?
Ah, yeah, you're right. I mean, but they have had a lot of video games based on it. So, I think originally it has a video game, no? And then I'm not sure if the Game Boy game. I think the Game Boy game came out before the animated series. So I think video.
The animated series is from Japan, right?
It's yeah.
Anime, so who knows?
But the actual video game, I think that one came out first.
Okay.
So I don't know. Silent Hill is actually another one of my favorites. Did you ever watch that one?
I've never seen it though.
That was a good one. It's based off of Silent Hill 4, which was in a town that had a lot of fog to it. It was covered in fog.
I remember the game. Yeah.
Yeah. That movie is based off somewhat similar to Silent Hill 4, which I liked. That was actually a really good one. And a classic, cheesy and bad, but I don't know, just Street Fighter. Street Fighter was
so bad.
It was so bad because it was.
But it's
good at the same time, huh? Yeah, cheesy good.
The anime they showed me is great.
Yeah, the anime. You watched it recently?
No, but everybody showed it to me. It was
That was great.
The Chun-Li is our thing.
Oh, yeah. The animated Street Fighter movie is the best. That was the best version of that. But the Street Fighter movie itself, which came out in 94, that one has a lot of, it's cheesy, but it's a classic cheese. It's good.
There's games out there that I think is best suited for, animated, not live action.
Yeah, I think animated goes a long way. I think animated you could probably get better quality stuff animated for pretty much everything. But certain live action ones. You know what? Did you ever watch the Tomb Raider that came out 2018?
Yeah,
newest one.
Oh, 20, no. I watched no. the one previous to
that. The one Angelina Jolie. Those were okay. Those weren't bad. The Tomb Raider, the current one, 2018 version, I think is actually pretty good, man. It matched, and the look and the actress, Alicia Vikander, she looked a lot like the current version of Lara Croft. So I like the Tomb Raider. That was another one I liked. Mortal Kombat, the sequel, sucked balls. It was just cheese and just not good at all. Bad story. Doom. Did you ever watch Doom with The Rock?
No. Because The Rock was never...
No.
Like, The Rock was the kind of actor where, like, if he's in the movie, I'm not going to watch it because it's going to be not good.
That was, like, one of his, like, that was, like, his second or third biggest, like first movies, right? Like, he had The Mummy, and then he had Doom. I remember one of his best first solo kind of, like, leading roles, I think, was Doom. Not good at all. Double Dragon, not good.
I never seen it.
You never seen it? Oh, you should watch. Yeah, you should watch Double Dragon.
Bad?
It's probably worse than like Street Fighter because you don't really give a fuck about the characters, but it's got some. It's all right. It's cheesy. It's
Is it like close to the game?
No, not at all.
Is there a girl involved?
Yeah, Alyssa Milano.
Oh.
And it's a short-haired blonde Alyssa Milano.
She was good in Poison Ivy.
She looked good. Like, that, no, that was Oh yeah, Poison Ivy. Yeah. Yeah. In this, watch. Let me look up Alyssa Milano. Here, I'll try to put it in the video too for you guys.
Yeah, because I remember like being young and watching those Poison Ivy movies. I was young. And I was, oh my god, that's one of my favorite movies to jerk off to.
Look at her in Double Dragon. She was fucking sexy, man.
Ooh.
Look, she had tiny, tiny short shorts. Ooh, yeah. Short blonde hair.
Sexy.
She looked good, man.
So the Zorks are Jimmy and...
Yeah. It is. You have Josh, Scott Wolf.
Oh, God. Yeah. Scott Wolf?
Scott Wolf was one of the brothers, and then this is the other. I don't know if they were brothers in this movie, because obviously one's Asian and one's white, but the main love interest was Alyssa Milano. Look, she looked good, man. She was all, look at her, all thick and...
Click on the title. Oh yeah. Go up.
Where?
Go up one more. Or go down.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, this one. There you go. Okay. It was not a great movie story wise. I don't even remember how closely it fit the game. I doubt it, especially for in that time. But it was a '90s action video game based movie, and it definitely missed the mark. It was in between like a Street Fighter and Super Mario. I would put it in between those in terms of like how good it was. I'll put it in between those. But
I remember like the opening sequence of that game was they open the garage door and they kidnap the girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen this movie for years, so I don't even know how it starts.
The game had like random bad guys.
Yeah.
Isn't that really like a main villain? So
no, there wasn't. This one, there is a main villain in this one. But I don't remember really how the story went. But I just remember Alyssa Milano's shorts and yeah. So I mean, you look at video game based movies. I mean, there's not a lot of good ones, dude.
I mean, Mortal Kombat is
it's almost still a clear winner. Yeah. I'd put Resident Evil and I mean, maybe a tie between Silent Hill and the newest Tomb Raider.
Yeah. If you guys have any games that you guys can think of, comment on the video below.
Yeah. But Street Fighter is probably another one that I'd throw up there too because it's a classic one. If it's on, I'm going to watch it just because it's fun to see like...
Blanca looks so bad. And Bison. Yeah. Then Bison would be worse.
Bison was Raul Julia, who was Puerto Rican and like a theater actor who was Adam... what's it called? Adam's Family. Gomez, and then he was obviously a really established actor too. Ended up dying of cancer, I think, in the '90s. But he brought that whole like his full on acting ability, his whole like theater, like over the topness that he can bring. He brought it to this movie, so it was that's what made it kind of classic.
God was the worst.
Yeah.
Van Damme, French guy being American.
Yeah. Going home. Blonde, and then he had the American flag tattoo. Yeah. It was bad. So honestly, it is not a lot of competition for Mortal Kombat. And I know you could pick apart in Mortal Kombat because it was 95 when it came out, but just the look.
Compared to the movies that we just mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in terms of like even just martial arts movies, I would throw it in there too because it's got that martial arts kind of like element, tournament, blood sport type of thing. So
yeah, I recently watched it before. Yeah. Badass.
Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, there you go. So what else? Aside from that, anything else you've been up to? You got a tattoo? You want to show it off to the, you got your tattoo kind of touched up and redone and give credit to the Gino, man. Yeah, it's like a colored Day of the Dead Virgin Mary. Yeah.
I did it mostly because I like the Day of the Dead art. So.
Yeah.
But
where does Gino work at? Where's his tattoo shop?
Infamous Ink and Jake Rivera off of Rosemead and Beverly.
Infamous Ink. Shout out to Infamous Ink.
Yeah, and I'm 40, man, so I had like 40 years.
Yes! James's birthday was last week.
A week from today.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday,
he turned the big 4-0.
Fucked up.
Huh? I didn't tell. It is fucked up. It's fucking 40, man. It shows how old we've gotten, dude. I'm
so fucking bad.
Damn. I think when did I meet you? You were like 28?
27,
28?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're 40. Remember when we would talk about you being 40?
Yeah.
It seemed like a long ways away. Yeah, I turned 40. I told you, I was wondering if you were like 38, 39.
I fucking wish, man.
Yeah, and I was talking to my wife, and I was like, no, I think he's like 38, 39. I don't think he's 40 yet.
Like, it's like, if I try to like, not that I would, but if a fucking young 19 or 20 year old come my way, I'm fucking
40. You kidding? Yeah, we used to get away with. We used to fudge the numbers. Like, it'd be like if a girl was a little bit younger, it'd be like I'll knock a couple years down from my age. But it's hard to knock a couple years down from like 40, yeah. or like 36.
You know. I mean? I had a job, it was hot as hell.
Yeah.
And people like, yeah, I was born in 2001. I was fucking already out of high school. Fuck.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
well, think about it. It's like it's been 20 years since we're in 2020. People were born 2000 and 2001. I was in high school too. I was in high school. You were just out of high school.
I graduated high school.
Yeah, I was entering high school. You were getting out of high school, and then, there's people born during that time after, and then they're like 20 years old now. Imagine the kids that are like 15, 16, 17, 18. And they're like, fuck you. And then I'm like, you guys were born like 2004. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, man. It sucks, dude. It sucks getting old.
And it's going to get worse.
It sucks, man.
That's why if I can do all that facial and all that, if I ever become single, I'm going to have so much
fun. Yeah. Well, every now, any chick you date is just going to have kids. They're going to have two kids deep. Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. Fights.
My age, I have like five kids.
I know. You're at that age to where
my options are like
the quality is not the best. You're going to have to really look for it. Yeah. You know?
You either have six stomachs or fucking five, six kids.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, dude. All right. Let's get to some fights. Obviously, you get to some MMA. Last weekend's card. It was all right. Not bad. Main event obviously ended lackluster with the eye poke. Before we even touch on the card itself, we'll get to where these guys go from here. Bilal Muhammad, Leon Edwards, and then we'll talk about gloves again. But first, shout out to Jian Galang. He's a artist, you guys probably know his artwork. I'll put it up right now. When he had his first art show solo exhibit over in Alhambra at Galaxy Nucleus or something. It's in Alhambra. I'll get the name for it. But fantastic show. It's on our Instagram. You can look at some of the photos most of the artwork he had displayed there is all sold already. So lucky enough to pick up some prints that he had exclusive there. So but shout out to him. Really nice guy. And I mean, the artwork is just insane. You've seen some of it on the UFC 4 video game, Stylebender t-shirt that's on the UFC store and a bunch of other stuff. So you guys recognize the work. So that was pretty cool. I saw that over the weekend. And then the fights. Yeah. So Bilal Muhammad and Leon Edwards, obviously it ended in a controversial eye poke. Unfortunate. Leon is looking to move past Bilal. He thought it was like just a setup warm-up fight, and he wants to, you know, he wants a title shot, our number one contender. He's aiming for a title shot. He thinks he deserves that at this point. And Bilal is looking to get the rematch. So what do you think should happen for these guys?
I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to say because I can see where Leon Edwards is coming from.
Yeah, like a 7-5 win streak, 8-5 win streak. Like
he deserves that power shot.
Yeah.
And he's really in a bad predicament because if he gets that rematch and he loses that fight, there goes his not only a 7-5 win streak, but there goes the title shot.
Yeah.
So I can't hand the guy for wanting to move past this fight, even though it ended in an ugly fashion.
Yeah.
I'm kind of rooting for Leon and maybe get a title shot, and maybe if he wins it, you know, give him a shot at, you know, at the title.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's too much of a risk to go back and revisit that fight. And then on the other hand, I can see, I don't know, I'll end it at that.
Yeah, I think it's a big risk to go back and to fight a dangerous guy like Bilal, who's way lower in the rankings, but I think deserves to be in the top 10. Leon, again, I see his argument. Most of the top five guys have been ducking him. He lost to Kamaru Usman, but that was like early in his career, and he's had that long winning streak since then. He's got no name value, and the top guys all have name value, you know, and nobody wants to fight him. He's too much of a high risk. He's too much of a good fighter to. And, you know, it's crazy. Like, I don't think I've seen this go on for this long where one guy has been avoided by the rest of the upper division. And it's almost purely on, obviously, skill, but name recognition. They're like, everybody else has name recognition. Right. It's crazy.
I kind of blame him for that because, like, there's ways to get your name out there.
Yeah.
One way is to be brash.
Yeah, and he's not doing any of that. He's not a talker, really. So he's kind of like a boring personality. I don't want to say that he's boring. And, you know, I don't know the guy, but as far as his media presence goes, he's not a big name. He doesn't put himself out there that much. So he doesn't give himself a lot of ammo to fire back at them. Right. He's kind of a boring fighter, dangerous, and not worth the trouble for a lot of these guys when they could just fight each other and make a ton of money and keep on fighting for the title. You know what I mean? So you got Colby doesn't want to fight him. Jorge doesn't want to fight him. Usman is not really looking to fight him right now. Gilbert Burns hasn't really mentioned him at all. Kind of avoided his call out.
Yeah.
The only other person is probably Wonder Boy, but Wonder Boy is in a predicament too because he's probably one of the older guys in the division, one of the more complicated guys to figure out.
He's still dangerous.
Yeah. And Wonderboy is the kind of guy that you can lose to just on points. You know what I mean? Because he's so hard to just, you know, fight. So he's another guy that nobody wants to take a chance on and lose their spot because he's such a dangerous fighter. And just on points alone can just outpoint you without you really even getting into a scrap. So
it sucks though, man, because it keeps division limbo.
Yeah.
And like guys are like kind of territorial for their spot. I mean, if you're the best, and you believe you're the best, then fight.
Yeah,
you gotta fight. But it's easier than done. But I don't know. I just think that these guys should stop trying to keep their place and just fight.
Yeah,
because then that division would never fucking move forward.
Yeah. So I think that for Bilal, obviously he's gonna get somebody else in the top 10, maybe top 15. if he doesn't get the rematch with Leon. I think they'll probably do the rematch, but there's a chance they might not. Leon, I hope he gets a Gilbert Burns at least.
He deserves a fight for that fucking title, but
he deserves it. I think he deserves a fight for the title too.
Because I think the one Sandy Kong division is the one division that's so messed up.
That is it's a fresh matchup for Usman, but Usman's already, which was just got announced earlier, like yesterday, was is fighting Jorge Masvidal. So Usman's fighting Jorge Masvidal. No, it's on a card. I think 261. I think it's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, and we'll talk about that too. Full crowd.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, with Zhang against Rose Namajunas, and I think Shevchenko. Yeah, they don't give a fuck, and I think they're aiming for April 30th. So, somewhere around there. So yeah, last those two guys. I'd say best case, just rematch, get that squared away, let the welterweight division guys kind of sort themselves out. I'm hoping if Leon doesn't want to do that and they give him an opportunity to fight either Colby or Gilbert, that'll be great too. But man, it's a tough position because that guy's lost some good years on his.
Yeah,
you know, it's
it must suck to be him.
It sucks to lose that like momentum. That momentum and those good years. Your prime years? Ugh. Same for like a Francis who's losing his prime years just on the waiting for the title and Stipe and all that stuff. It's like, dude, you're losing years of your when you could be making money. And
very careful.
Ugh. Yeah. So there that was that card.
You know, before we move on, Miguel Anderson, don't ever big time with
Our curse is real. Yeah, but
I'm so fucking happy.
Yeah, we didn't even recap that card. Yeah, so yeah.
She lost, and the way she lost, and the dominant fashion she lost, and the best part about it is that it's no longer in the use.
Yeah,
I fucking love that.
Supposedly they're keeping the 145-pound division around. I think that's what Amanda wants.
But that's her, right?
No, not her. They just give her fresh matchups, keep the division open, bring in girls.
Because she didn't do much in the UFC. Like,
no.
Her wins were like, ugh.
They were lackluster wins. Yeah. Yeah. The highlights showed more than what the wins really were.
Yeah. The guys that got in a fight, she only won because of the toenail.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into the glove conversation. This comes up every time there's a really bad eye poke. UFC. Yeah, and UFC never really makes any statements on it. They never really, I don't know what it is. They never really grill them. I think at one point they were working on it, and they just kind of just gave up and just didn't do anything with it. DC has an argument that, like, you can change the gloves. It might reduce it a little bit, but you're gonna have eye pokes anyway all the time. The bad ones are rare, so why change it? Plus, you're gonna limit the amount of like ability to grab and this and this. If you do like the Pride style where they're curved, or even I think does Bellator have the curved? I think Bellator has curved. Huh?
I'm sure, yeah. But I mean, I think the Pride gloves is a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that the ref should be consistent with the eye folder. I think that it should be a one and done.
Yeah, I think so too.
That one eye poke can change the fight dramatically. So I think that it should be zero tolerance, and it should enforce that. But he's like you got some referees that do that, and other referees that don't. So
I think
you need to enforce that.
I think. Well, obviously, with Bilal and that eye poke in the Leon Edwards fight, it was severe. It was like right away you could tell this fight's not happening. It's not going to go on. I would say going forward, I mean, I don't see anything changing. You know, I hope that maybe Dana makes a comment. Somebody asks him about the comment this week. He didn't do any press conference last week. Hopefully, you know, something comes about. I wouldn't mind seeing a change. It would just kind of be fun and a fresh thing to add to the sport anyway. Like, like a brand new high-tech glove. Yeah. Like, I think it'll be cool anyway. And like, I don't think it'll hinder the fights in any way. Much like open scoring, I think they should do that too.
Yeah.
Just for it's fun for the fans. It's good for the fighters too to know where they're at. I think
it's hard to change.
Yeah, it's hard to change, and but I think the UFC, if they really wanted to, I think they could. I think they could, have these brand new high tech, curved a little bit gloves, slightly curved, and still, maybe enforce the point taken away for eye pokes and stuff like that, just to scare fighters. But go back to that a little bit more.
But you know what? Like,
I
with
don't
Dana
know.
White in charge, I'm not,
I'm not optimistic, huh?
optimistic
Yeah,
about
me
it.
neither. He's not. I don't know why. I'm sure he's looked into it, but it's just not a priority for him for some
Yeah.
reason. Biggest news of the week, definitely 261, Jacksonville, Florida, Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal is your main event. You have Valentina Shevchenko against what the fuck's her name? Shevchenko against Andrade. I'm sorry, Jessica Andrade, and then Zhang Weili against Rose Namajunas. Three title fights. Full capacity crowd indoor. Not sure if there's going to be mask mandate or a no mask mandate.
I mean, people drinking are going to be worried about it.
I know this is scheduled for April 21st, 4th. I'm sorry, and then we'll see how it goes. We'll see if anybody steps in terms of higher level up in the government. We'll see, because this is going to be the first time I think a state has allowed open season
Anything.
on anything. So there's been limited capacity in these states, Florida and included, but it's going to be first time that a full on no capacity limit event will happen. So it's going to be interesting. A lot can change from now until the end of April in terms of vaccinations and in terms of like other states opening up. Our state in California is starting to open up too. I think Disneyland is opening up around the same time, limited capacity. So it's going to be interesting to see how far along we get by then, or if UFC and all them experience in the state experience any Florida experience any roadblocks. So I thought
Right.
that was a big, that was probably the biggest announcement. Do you think it's a little, obviously, Dana, everybody knows Dana's political leanings. He's a little bit more of a Trumper, obviously.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like COVID as a big deal, more of an annoyance. So we all know his position on it. Do you think it's irresponsible?
I mean, I do, and I think it's, but then I also been in the state, and Florida doesn't give a fuck.
Because if it wasn't UFC, it'd be somebody else.
Yeah, so I think on both ends, it's irresponsible. I think people
Yeah.
should even attempt to like even put that into fruition.
Because I'm sure other promotions, other organizations have been approached about taking this date on and taking the open,
Yeah,
being the first to go.
because no one's gonna be wearing a mask in that fucking
Yeah.
building.
So yeah, I think it's irresponsible at this point to do a full, but it's also the state, and it's also Dana. I don't know if the fighters are all signing off on this. I know Rose Namajunas has had a couple of deaths in her family due to COVID. I don't know if they're going to do the same type of like COVID protocols testing. I hope they do at least. We'll see, man. We'll see if Dana's going to say fuck it and we're just going to go all in and no testing, no nothing, and we don't care anymore and let everybody get COVID. So I think it's a little irresponsible.
On both ends.
It's hard too, because if you look at like, obviously it's a completely different administration. It's not a Trump friendly administration. And they're gonna look at UFC a little bit closer, you know what I mean? And I don't it's gonna bring a lot of heat on the UFC that I hope they don't fucking have to deal with. Because you're gonna get some, higher ups in this administration be like, these fucking guys, you know what I mean? Especially this guy was a friend of Trump, and now he wants
You
to.
see that happening?
I can see that happening, man. Get some, political retaliation. I don't know, man. He's playing with fire, and I think he's trying to like play ball with some of these more Republican red states. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily want to chance it now, just based on this political climate, this
No, I
administration.
mean,
But whatever.
like that was a good thing at the in Vegas with Apex,
Yeah,
I
they
mean,
just
do
do that.
that.
Just continue that. No one's bothering you.
And like maybe fall, hopefully
Yeah.
fall things will be back summer, but or summer, but to do an event full capacity,
Full
like
capacity,
That's where, like, eyeballs from the outside.
They're gonna be like, they're gonna not saying it will happen, but it could. And you're taking the chance that you're gonna get some political retaliation on your organization because they can take, you know, they're not obviously Biden administration and all that, and you know, they're not gonna really crack down as much on the NBA or the NFL or the MLB because those are big boys. But the UFC isn't on their level, you know, especially financially. They're just not. Mm-hmm. So this administration could fuck with them if they want.
Oh yeah.
And if they see that, they're going to Florida. They're playing ball with Trump. They fucking, you know, this guy's a Trump lover, and they're going full capacity.
Especially if someone like Dana White who spoke.
Yeah. Let's look into this. Sport a little bit more closer, you know what I mean? Could backfire, man. So I think it's a risk. It's a political and it's a risk, man. I wouldn't necessarily want to do it in this political climate because everybody's just going after fucking everybody. You know, this is going to get a lot of attention. So, or because it isn't one of the big players that nobody might give a fuck. So you hope that really that's the case, but, let's get to this weekend's card. Anything else from this week? Is there anything else from this week that might have come up?
I can't think of it.
There was one thing I wanted. We talked about the gloves. We talked about the open, you know, arena. Talked about. So Paulo Costa dropped out of his fight with Robert Whittaker. Robert Whittaker is now matched up to Kevin Gastelum.
Oh yeah,
Kelvin Gastelum, and they're going to be the coaches for TUF. How do you like that matchup?
I think Kelvin is going to just beat Costa.
Whittaker.
I mean Whittaker.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Costa has dropped out.
Yeah.
Due to illness. They said he's sick.
Well, first of all, like they're gonna be boring ass coaches on top.
Yeah, they are.
So that show is gonna hit the tank.
Because they're not big personalities, neither one of them.
No, especially Robert.
They're gonna be very cordial with each other. They're not shit talkers at all.
I think it's a close fight with those guys. I think it depends on what kind of Robert Whittaker shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
also what Kelvin shows up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both guys are dangerous when they're on point, but it's the kind of fight where I can see either guy winning.
Yeah. Yep. It depends on whose game plan can be implemented. It's gonna be an interesting thing.
But then the show's gonna change because of the coaches they chose. I mean, they could have gone a better direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Because obviously these guys are not big name draws in terms of.
Not only for the fights, but to see the coach engage.
Yeah.
In some kind of trash talk.
Yeah.
Or to try to promote.
Some type of drama for the fight. I think this is a fight that like doesn't need a lot of drama. It is just let's just see it.
Yeah.
Competitive wise, it's a very interesting fight.
Yeah.
But in terms of like drawing attention to the show, which hasn't been on for a little while.
Yeah.
It's not at all. It's not not the coaches you want.
They dropped the ball.
Yeah. I like the fight, though. Hopefully, Kelvin, you know, has a good showing. It's a competitive fight. I was just thinking about Kelvin, too. One of the best in two different divisions, but has just made the jump to middleweight, being competitive. But, man, I would love to see him down at 170 still. Like, you have Kelvin against Usman, Kelvin against Masvidal, Kelvin against Gilbert Burns. Kelvin against Leon Edwards, like, and he's gonna be a fairly bigger guy than and with his wrestling, with his striking, his power. That'd be a fun matchup, Sin, if he went down there.
That image in my head about like when we saw him eating tacos.
Yeah. I think he missed weight too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I ended up catching him at eBay, EBI, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I caught him at EBI one time, so that's fine. All right, the card this weekend, not a lot of big names on the card, just the main event is like, it's really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think this weekend you have Brave CF, Cage Warriors, One Championship. LFA is making their return, KSW. And actually KSW has a big fight planned. Yeah, I think they have the two. You have Mariusz Pudzianowski against another big ass dude. I forgot. I think he's a African freestyle kind of like champion. You know those guys, those big ass African dudes that fight in the sand.
Yeah,
he's like a champ in that, and he's fighting. Yeah, so it's gonna be like two big giant beasts. I remember. Yeah, there it is. That's a fight. And then this weekend is UFC. Oh, Ryzen has a card too. It's a lot of fights this weekend. Jesus Christ. But yeah, UFC 21, Brunson versus Holland, Kevin Holland. The card overall, pretty entertaining. You have a lot of good guys on there. You have Gregor Gillespie, Taya Tuivasa, Gustavo Lopez. You have Trevin Giles. You have Marion Renault, Julia Starlenko, Julia Avila. You have a lot of people making their returns after taking some time off. Some good fights there. Derek Brunson, Kevin Holland. I'm looking forward to that fight. There's a lot of heat between these guys and a lot of shit talking. Stylistically, fun matchup right there.
I like Kevin.
I do too. He's been on a roll, man. And the guy is cocky and confident. And Derek has also made a resurgence in his career. He may have had a good showing out this last time around, but he's an older guy. Older, you know, similar records though. 21-7, 21-5.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting. It'd be a fun matchup. So that's this weekend, that's a Saturday, it's one to look out for.
And usually there's more cards that are
pretty entertaining. Yeah, they're entertaining fights, so. Alright, man, that's our show. Thank you guys all for watching, listening, subscribe, share, all that. Yeah. We love seeing you guys comment.
Yeah.